My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Salvacata back on The Fan. Starting the show today as we hit you with the crown topic of the day with the Mets, of course, red hot coming off their successful West Coast trip, getting another win as they return home last night, closing to within a half game of the Braves for that final wild card spot. And BT, I've heard a lot and seen a lot of meaningful games in September nonsense. No, it should be more than that. Forget meaningful games in September. I mean, that's actually embarrassing. That says how bad the franchise has been when you just sign up for meaningful games in September. It should be a foregone conclusion that you're playing meaningful games in September. The Mets talked up this being a playoff team. They have now backed it up, playing one of the being one of the best teams in baseball since June 1st to right their season, turn the ship around. 10 games now over 500. And I don't think we should put any more, like, enough's enough. I said this before the West Coast trip, I certainly say it afterward. 24 games to go, the idea of this team folding or going away, not happening. Whether they make the playoffs or not, we'll find out. But the expectation should be raised that not only can this be a playoff team and should this be a playoff team, that when they get in, there shouldn't be a limit put on them.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I looked at this morning, and I didn't share this with you on the air. I've done it a few times in the past with the Yankees and the Mets. You know, playoff probability, yeah, percentage, wins, and all that stuff that we've done. Right now, the Mets have, 52.8% playoff probability.
Hmm.
And to me, based on where they were at many points this season, although many were early in the season, most of those many's, I should say, I would say that's probably about 35% more than I would have given him any sort of credit coming into the season. I thought their rotation was awful. You know where I stood with Lindor. Obviously a talented player, but he just needed to really, for me, and he has, clearly, if you missed anything first hour, I mean, you want flowers. I handed them out, you know, by the truckload because he's earned them. Free Odyssey app, hit rewind, get into it and see what we did, see what we said. But I think that this Mets team has redefined who they are, which is very hard to do. And when you do that, you've got to move the bar, and the bar is moving. And I think that for me, when they lost in Seattle, and I think it was 22-1 was the combined score, it was just atrocious. And then you come back and say, well, all right, at least you got a soft landing here. You got the A's, the homeless A's, and they lose 2 out of 3 to the A's, and Citi Field didn't quite have that great energy. I'm like, all right, unfortunately, I think my instincts are going to be right. Right now, the way they look, I think my instincts are going to be wrong. I think they're going to find a way to backdoor. Not even backdoor, no, but right. I take that back. I think they're going to find a way to squeeze in and get that last wild card.
Yeah, and they're going to have to earn it. There is no backdooring. Where initially, and maybe the Mets themselves thought this, I don't know, but I was thinking, all right, well, if they are going to be a playoff team, you know, it's going to be because there's an extra postseason spot, the third wild card team in. But right now, with the pace of what's going on in the National League wild card race, They're going to have to earn it. Like, this is not going to be any... There's going to be a good team that misses the postseason in the National League.
Yep.
And let's hope that it's not the Mets. I mean, they got to figure out a way to get in and beat the Braves. And look, they got 7 games left to the Phillies. I'm not giving up hope on the division. I know math says it's unlikely 7.5 back with 24 to go. But the Phillies came back on the Mets in 2007 with 17 games to go, being 7 games back. So anything is possible. And if the Mets keep playing... The level of play. And by the way, this is not just about hope or it's not just about record. There are facts here. Obviously, we went over since June 1st where the Mets rank in baseball. Third best record in baseball since June 1st. Also, the turnaround of their recent plays because of the starting pitching. That, to me, has always been the biggest question mark. Is it going to be able to hold up? Yeah, it's been good, but is it going to be able to hold up? Not only has it held up, it's gotten better. Manaea is a legitimate ace. Severino's been terrific. Peterson has been really good. The bullpen is now solidified with at least Maton being another legit arm to go along with Edwin Diaz. And Lindor's been playing at an MVP level, like an MVP, should be the MVP in my opinion. They have all the pieces there. They just got to finish the job here.
They've been pitching well. And that's the thing we devote, and rightfully so, a lot of energy to Lindor. But, man, and a lot of these nights, they're putting up, you know, not really zeros, although they did shut out the White Sox. But, you know, yeah. 1 run last night, 0 the night before, a couple before that, 1 against the White Sox, 2 against the Diamondbacks. I mean, they've been on a nice roll, and they've got, and that's that. I think that's what's encouraging. They're not being carried by one aspect. And again, not to always bring Yanks into Mets here, but the thing that worries you a little bit about the Yankees is that they're top heavy offensively, and like Rodon shown, you know, he's great or he's awful. Mm-hmm. Cortez was really good, then he took a step back. Like, the Yankees are so reliant on their offense that you almost wish there was more balance. I think that the Mets, at least now, this recent chunk of baseball, they have been a very well balanced team. And I thought last night was a great start. I mean, to win that homestand, to start off that homestand, the place, it wasn't a sellout, but it was loud. There was a conviction. You could just hear it. You can hear the difference between hope and belief.
Yeah.
And hope has now crossed the bridge, and I believe Met fans now believe, and they should.
I think you just nailed it. There it is now, belief in this team. I think that West Coast trip, for a lot of the people who were doubting them or waiting for the shoe to drop.
Like me.
Yeah, right.
Honestly.
Once they went out there and proved that they can hang with the Padres, should have been 3 out of 4. Yeah, it should have been 9-1 on the 10-game road trip. Ended up, obviously, you know, losing a couple of those games. But splitting with the Padres, taking 2 of 3 from the Diamondbacks, and doing what they had to do, sweeping the bad team in the White Sox, I think fans are now believing wholeheartedly in this team. And this is fun. I mean, meaningful games is fun, right? Because you want to have games in September to be, whether it's for the division, whether it's for a postseason spot. All I'm saying about the meaningful games in September thing, that should not be a barometer. It should be a given that you're playing meaningful. Like, bare minimum, you better be playing meaningful games in September.
And this is where I give you credit because, you know, one of the things that we always talk about, let's face it, when you have 2 back-to-back playoff years in your existence, there aren't a lot of meaningful September games.
Right.
And, you know, again, to your credit, you're like, no, I listen. I mean, the whole Cohen thing, King Cohen, the elevation, the profile, you know, the ascension eventually of the New York Mets into a world-class type of franchise. You should be saying that.
Right.
And I like that you're sticking with that. Quick one before we get back to the phones here. So last night was massive. You've got 2 more with Boston. This homestand. Well, actually, then it's 3 in Toronto. So then it's 3 with the Reds, and then it's 3 with Toronto. Boston's hanging around. Reds are going nowhere. Toronto's not good. You got 8. You're already 1-0, and you've got 8 games left. What will we not accept less than at this point?
All right. So of the next 8.
Next 8. 5-3, like worst case.
Pen just broke apart here.
Where did all those pens come from?
I brought them in, and meanwhile, they're crap.
Wait, you brought in all those pens?
Yeah, and I wrote a little note here, too.
Oh, what'd you write?
Enjoy the pens. Please don't steal them. So nice to have some pens in the studio. But that
pens
one
are like
using,
gold around
brand
here.
Brand new one just and popped up.
And
all right, so where are we at? So 8. So I want 1 more from the Red Sox, at least.
I'm gonna take 2 out of 3 there. Then you got the 3 with the Reds in city. 2 out of 3 there.
Minimum.
Okay, that's 4-2.
Right. Okay, because you're counting the win last night.
Yep.
You're saying okay,
and then you got 3 with Toronto in Toronto, and good.
Minimum 2 there.
All right. So you think it should be a 6-3?
Yeah, minimum. Yeah. Now, I mean, look, it might take 7-2 to start.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think 6-3.
Well,
I'm
saying to close the gap on the Braves here, or really get in the playoffs. Yeah. But I think anything less than winning those series, especially after getting last night's win, would be a terrible disappointment. Hey, you hope to win the series and then sweep another one, like they did with the White Sox, but Who knows if that's going to be the case. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Mike is in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
The boys are back in town. The boys
are back in town.
Good Welcome movie. Back, man. Welcome back.
Thank you. Did Thanks, you miss man. Us?
Oh, we missed you, man. I'm sure you did, man. Melusa used some big words, but nobody can acquiesce it like you guys, man. You can acquiesce it all day long, just like the Mets. We're acquiescing all the way to the playoff, brother. I told you. Stearns knows talent, all right? It starts with the head, all right? Mendoza, okay? With his input. When he shut that door, this team took off. When he put Lindor in the leadoff spot, the season took off. You put a C on that kid's chest for next year. It's got to happen, man. The Mets have been grinding. I told you, the best lefty in New York. I've been saying it for the last month now. Take your pick, all right? Everybody's been saying, oh, Cortez and the other guy. No. Manaea, all right? Peterson, look at the stats. They've won 80% of the games that they started just between those two players, man. Keep it going. Keep it tight. Let's go, Mets. Welcome back.
There you
brother.
Go. Well, thank you, Mike. Mike. Appreciate the positive vibes there. Yeah, I do think Manaea, not that he's getting overlooked because he's not, but you know, for talk show purposes, you talk about Sean Manaea, it's not going to do a lot. It's not going to register a lot. You talk about Lindor MVP, different story. You talk about the manager, you talk about the overall success. Sean Manaea, though, I like the signing at the time. Matter of fact, I remember saying, I don't know if it was to you, we talked about it on the air, or when we were leaving the studio and Evan came in here, and I was like, oh, I like that signing. He was like making fun of the Manaea thing. I liked it. Now, did I think he was going to be pitching like an ace? No. I mean, I don't know if anybody could have seen that coming, but the Mets were, and we talked about this, BT, earlier in the year, the way they built the team, where you build a lineup that you believe is going to be the strength of the team. Now, again, there's been inconsistencies there, but they were built to score runs, and the pitching was supposed to be solid with a bunch of guys who were on basically prove yourself type deals, whether it's Severino, whether it's Manaea, you know, even Quintana going to Milwaukee, whatever, like, these guys that they're going to rely on to be solid. Nobody great like Scherzer or Verlander or DeGrom. Just solid starters. And they've been that. They've been more than that for this team. It's been a strength, especially as of late. Their starting pitching been a strength.
I want your opinion on something Mike dropped in there. He said, put a C on Lindor's chest. Yeah. Obviously, Keith and Gary, Johnny Frankel, David Wright. That's it. Short history of captaincy for the Mets. What do you think?
I'm not there yet.
Why not?
Not a knock on. I just.
But he's going to be here a long time.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. All right, so what, in the offseason?
Yeah, I don't mean today. I mean during the offseason.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
I also, much like I said before about the manager of the year or the individual awards, I don't care about that. Even with the captain stuff. Like, I think with David Wright, he was special. I'm trying to think if it's just a Met thing or a Yankee thing. Like,
well, I think it's a sport thing. Like, yeah. I don't get, even Judge is the captain or Jeter. I don't get too wrapped up. You know, Nettles wasn't done. Mattingly, right. Randolph, you know, whatever. Guidry, I don't know.
Is it different with basketball? Like, I know the Knicks named Brunson captain, but we all knew that anyway. Like,
but that was a nice public acknowledgement and coronation, if you will, based on his ascent.
Especially after he took less money. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I can't make a big deal of the captaincy, although I do think that he deserves it.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. I think he's earned it. And let's see him finish the year strong. Maybe they get in the postseason, see what he does. But yeah, he's going to be here a long time. His number's eventually going to be retired. It's amazing the conversation, how it changed with Lindor from where we were in April and May. But his number's going to be retired by the Mets one day. He's going to be a Hall of Fame player. I don't know if he's going to wear a Met hat or a Cleveland hat or whatever. But yeah, I mean, he's earned the captaincy. He's led this team out of the abyss earlier on this year.
Yeah,
I think so. Would you agree with that, or where are you at with that?
I would be okay with it. Yeah, I think he's earned it. I think it's the play is now backed up what everybody said and everybody thought or knew that he was a great leader. I remember even last year with Vientos working on defense. He's down in Florida in February. Like, I think he's always extended himself here, but now you got the numbers and the numbers provide a little more juice. It just does. It's tough to be a leader when you're hitting 230. I don't mean him. I mean anybody. And I think the other thing, too, is I think you look at the Mets and the roster construction now. I mean, Bader's going to be gone. Marte's going to be gone. And, some of the veterans will be gone. And the things that they piece together. It's going to be a young team. To acknowledge him as the actual literal captain with this, you know, infusion of youth. I think it's a good thing down the road. I definitely do.
We also talked some Yankees. If you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. John is in Newark, New Jersey. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up,
man?
Listen, far as the Yankees goes, winning the division, yes, you want to win the division. But to me, it's meaningless. Just like Judge breaking his home run record is meaningless. Let's rest Judge 3-4 days down the stretch. Get him strong, just like Cole. Cole looked as good as I've seen him with the Yankees last night. He was dominant.
Yeah, he was great. He hit 97, 98 all night.
I believe because he missed some time. He's strong, and he's going to be our ace down the stretch and in the playoffs. Now, with Judge, yeah, he's been playing center field. He's playing every day. He's not.
Yeah, but hold on a sec, John. I got to listen. John, hold on. The home run record's one thing. He's either going to get it or he's not. But I mean, what in the world are you talking about? Saying the division doesn't matter. It's a strategic advantage now. Now,
I like the team playing all the way through, either wild card or whatever. I don't like the rest and then start up and. It's only a short series.
Well, John, let me say this.
We're good enough, we're going to win that.
Okay. All right. Listen, I respect that. I don't want to just debate to debate because I understand some of those points. Like, there's something to be said for, you know, just continuously playing and remaining, you know, mentally and physically engaged and blah, blah, blah. That could obviously work out. But to me, you know, you get it. You get it. And the Yankees, of course, they're trying to win the division. And we'll see if they do. They're half game up. But I mean, if they get to sit and watch teams beat each other up for a few days, and other bullpens get knocked around, and you know starting rotations aren't quite configured the way they want. Let's say if they face the Orioles in the division. Say they win the AL East and they play the Orioles in round two off a bye.
Okay.
And the Orioles are scrapping with, I don't know, the Royals. I'm just throwing stuff out. Astros. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to work out. But the Orioles move on from that series, but to win that previous series, guess what? Their starting rotation's not lined up the way they want it to be against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. I mean, there's real tangible stuff that you could point to and say, big advantage, have it a bye.
Yes, but, I mean, I'll go based off of Terry Collins, a guy who managed in the big leagues. Now, it doesn't mean that he's 100% right. Just saying that the layoff after sweeping the Cubs in the NLCS in 2015 hurt them. Now, it was different circumstance. Nothing they could do. You sweep the series. But, I mean, if you want to win the division, there is something to be said about that layoff. I mean, it's just, I would prefer to win the division as well and just have everything set up. But, I mean, it's hard to deny the success of the wild card teams that they've had in the sport, and also something to be said about that long layoff in baseball, and maybe, you know, you shut it down a little bit and you just try to rest and you can't pick it back up in time to get through a 5-game series.
I think in that regard, baseball is a little, we were talking about golf before with some of our golf adventures during the vacation. It's a rhythmic thing. You know, I don't think football taking a week off, I think it's completely advantageous. You rest up. It's not like you're in the flow.
Right.
You
know,
you're not 9 for your last 13. You know, you just want to roll in the box and just keep hitting. Or conversely, you're 1 for 15. You need time off. Like I do think that matters, but I think that, and maybe this is just a lack of absolute faith in the Yankees. The Yankees, even though I do think that they could get to the World Series, back of the bullpen, the pieces around the two superstars, I don't trust them enough to play multiple series of great baseball to win. Like, if the Yankees are flawed, and the one less series you got to play to get to the World Series, advantage Yankees.
Yeah, no, I'm with you with that. To me, you'd rather have fewer series, even though the playoff system is what it is, which I think is flawed. It can't penalize you for winning a division. I'd still rather win the division.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take my chances.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
It is a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field level tickets. See the Bronx Bombers against Kansas City. Good matchup, those dangerous Royals at Yankee Stadium Wednesday, September 11th. Right now, be going number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And the Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win.
Yeah, it's like the old school stuff with the Royals back in the day with Quisenberry and Brett. All right, I've debated as to whether or not I should bring this up on the air.
What?
But you didn't pull it down. You didn't delete the tweet. So the fact that you didn't, it's fair game.
Tweet? What I tweet? I tweeted like one thing maybe over the vacation, I thought.
I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Hoff, did you see this tweet from Sal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. This is what Sal, first of all, the beautiful picture of the track up in Saratoga.
Oh, yeah, my Saratoga trip, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he's got pretty good seats, you know, yeah. Nice, beautiful day, just some of the clouds kissing that beautiful blue sky. And Sal, I'm sure he tweeted this after at least number four, number five of Surfside was down in the system. He writes, I left the wife home sick with our daughter, solo Sal, in heaven for the day. With your buddy Saratoga Will. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So you thought that it was a good move. Now, I laughed because I know you.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. Jumped into your responses, I'm sure some people are like, dude, you're the coolest or dude, you're the worst.
Yeah,
there's no in between. I mean, Sal is promoting that he left his sick wife home with his daughter. That's bad enough. And then you go on to say, solo Sal. In absolute heaven for the day. Oh. What are you thinking?
Well, here's what I was thinking. I was in heaven. It was great. I love the track. I love Saratoga. I haven't been up there by myself since I met my wife. As a matter of fact, even before that, because I took an ex-girlfriend there in 2014. So you're talking about over 10 years since I've been up to Saratoga by myself, hanging out with Wills. Usually it's a family thing, and then you got the kid involved, and it's dealing with the wife or the daughter.
Yeah, it's just less fun.
This was just me and the boys watching the races and drinking Surfside.
Well, listen.
It was heaven.
I don't doubt that for one second, buddy. But the promotion of it?
Oh, I was excited. I took a nice picture. It was beautiful.
How do you feel about it now, in hindsight? It's about a week and a half ago.
Well, there's another part to the story.
Oh, come on. Now, your wife's not on social media, is she?
So now, no, she's not.
Okay, so it's not that. No. Go ahead.
So, I had this trip planned. Like, I had the golf plan last week, you know, Wednesday with my buddy Hirsch, Thursday with Mike, and then Friday I was going to go up to Saratoga by myself. Thursday night, my wife starts with the, like, you know, my throat's starting to hurt. And I'm like, here we go. Like, I know what this is. This is 2 days of me playing golf all day, a third day of Saratoga on the horizon. I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want me to go. She's going to make me feel guilty about it. So I'm like, oh, all right. Well, you know, what do you want me to do about it? You throw something, like, you want me to get you some cloth jobs? I think I did offer as a matter of fact.
Some NyQuil.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 2 days.
Okay. This is Thursday night. You want to order dinner? You want some soup? Okay, fine.
Want some soup?
And I'm praying as we wake up and everything good on Friday. Wake up Friday. Still not feeling well.
Oh.
And now I'm like, God, what do I do? Do I cancel this trip to Saratoga?
No.
Okay.
There's no way you cancel.
Okay. Now,
does she have a fever?
Well, so here's the thing. Yes, fever.
Ugh.
And she's got the kid home alone. It's a long day and the golf and all that
stuff. Anybody come and watch Sammy like your mom?
No, my mom is on Long Island now. That's out of the mix. She would have.
That's true.
So my wife sends me this. Before I leave, I'm like, all right, is there anything I can do for you? You want to run out and get some medicine? She goes, yeah, go get this, go get that, and go get a COVID test. And I'm like, come on, COVID test. Now we come back, and I drop it off, and I'm already late because, I wanted to leave and get there for the first race. Like, 12:35 is post for the first race. I'm already behind.
What time is it now?
This is 10 o'clock.
Oh.
It's going to take me 2.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's 11 o'clock. I wanted to leave between 9:30 and 10. This is now, by the time I get home, it's 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, you got the test, good to go. Take it real quick, let's see, because, I'm not going to leave if she tests positive
for
COVID.
I don't know about
you. At least
you.
That's what I was telling myself. If she tests positive for COVID, I'm going to have to call Wilson, just cancel. Maybe I'll go tomorrow. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Well, she was stuck.
And then I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Well,
I'm
ready to go. And then she takes the test or whatever. And she's like, I'm like, okay. She's like, well, no, you got to wait 15 minutes. 15 minutes for this thing? I thought it was an at-home instant test. Let's go. You have it. You don't. I need to go. The races are going off here. I'm getting antsy. The surf sides are getting warm. I'm loading up the truck. Comes back negative.
Nice.
See ya. I'm
nice.
Out. All right. Enjoy. Check in occasionally, whatever.
Kick
sent
the
that
tires.
Tweet out.
Yeah.
Next day, I get back. She's still not feeling well.
What time did you get back?
I left early.
Okay.
Early Saturday morning.
How hungover were you?
I was pretty hungover.
Okay. So you're basically useless when you get home.
Yeah, basically.
We've
now,
all been there.
And we had her family coming over on Saturday. Yeah, I know.
God.
I know. Whole thing. Pool thing, whatever. But I text her. She's like, no, still not feeling well, whatever. She takes the test again 24 hours later. Not feeling well. On my way home, she tells me that she canceled. Canceled her family coming over.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
That's good news by you.
I'm like, all right, well, one, okay, that's great. But two, that must mean she's really sick.
Yeah.
Takes the test. She's positive.
So what are you doing here?
She had COVID.
Right now?
No, I'm good. This was on Saturday, yeah.
It's Tuesday.
No. She had it Friday. No, I'm good to go. But the
okay,
point
Dr.
is,
Sal.
This guy's good to go.
Yeah, the way he lives his life, who knows what's good?
Well, we had to be, separated and all that stuff. But I left her alone with the baby to go to Saratoga while she had COVID. But the test said negative.
You didn't know.
It said negative.
Yeah, I got you back on. You didn't know.
And then I don't know the rules on that because when is COVID?
I don't
know. We did.
I don't want to minimize it because some people still could get really sick.
But I'm saying,
I hear COVID. I hear cold.
Right. I'm saying
I honestly don't care. Anymore.
I was in the house with her for a couple of days.
COVID.
But yeah, we slept in different bedrooms.
Yeah.
Which by the way,
you got a good night's sleep.
Not bad if you want to use a guest room on occasion.
You didn't rent anything on TV, did you?
Now I did. Now to show you the good husband that I am.
Oh, amazing! Yes,
I did give her the winnings from the track.
Oh, you won too?
Yeah, $500.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
So I came home. I felt guilt, obviously.
You won.
Here you go, honey. Here's the $500.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Quick aside. Are you predisposed? Say when you win and you're like, oh, hey, your wife says, how'd you do? Like a casino or track. Your wife says, how'd you do this weekend? You tell her the whole amount?
Yeah, it depends how much.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, I did.
Well, you're looking for points this week.
Well,
so I
also felt the guilt of her sickness.
Understood.
But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Cancel this trip?
No, mommy goes, get a nice pair of shoes or a bag.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Good.
Buy yourself something nice.
Yeah.
It's the least I could do. I pay $500 every day to be able to go up there by myself and bet the ponies and drink surfside.
But the tweet, dude. But it's funny. It worked out for
I didn't know she had COVID.
She is a saint. Your wife
is a
saint.
Like you said, it was funny. It was a funny tweet. No, if she saw that, she'd probably kill me.
Left the wife home sick with our daughter. Solo Sal in heaven for the day with Saratoga Wills. And then 3 exclamation points. You are.
Detect the lies.
Out of your mind, buddy.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, have Brian Baldinger talk some NFL, and we'll take your calls as well as we continue throughout the course of the show going on 2 o'clock. But we turn our attention to football, baby, with Baldy coming up next.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Oh, hitting at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're waiting Brian Baldinger, who will be a weekly spot with us here on the Fan every Tuesday at 1240. I don't know about you, BT. I'm excited. I know we started talking about baseball. We'll do a lot of baseball, obviously, with the Mets and Yankees headed toward the postseason here, or postseason push in the Mets case down the stretch. But it's football season. Make no mistake about it. The weather says it is. You know, I know the college games kicked off already, but I cannot wait for the NFL season to begin. The only thing that sucks is Jets play on Monday night. We got to wait the extra day to get the Jets in there.
I hate that. I can't stand that. But, yeah, that's what it is. So I understand why they want to showcase Rodgers. Dude, yep. I can't wait. You can't wait for this season.
Any concerns about the Jets 3 games in 11 days right out of the gate?
I mean,
that's a little much.
Yeah.
3 games in 11 days?
Yeah, because the Patriots game, the home opener, is a Thursday. As well. That's
yeah,
true.
Monday.
So it's Tennessee week, too. Yeah. That's true. Yes. And it's not like it's all on the East Coast or maybe a trip to the Midwest. It's from here all the way to San Francisco, then back home, then a little pop down south to Tennessee.
Right.
And,
and then back home Thursday night against the Pats, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's data that could probably, you know, maybe give us pause there, but there's nothing you can do about it.
So you got to suck it up.
I start complaining about
it.
No, I get it. Patriots stink. Tennessee's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, win these games.
Right, 3-0. Why not? No, I'm just saying, I'm going over the schedule.
Them to beat the Niners. I'm not expecting them. I'm not going to say that they can. I don't expect them to beat the Niners. I mean, that seems a little greedy, a little ambitious, no?
Think about it, though. We're going to be sitting there on our couches Sunday watching football wall to wall, Monday night Jets game. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait.
I can't wait. I had my fantasy draft yesterday. I know nobody cares.
You
about
haven't already?
I'm not even going to tell you who's on my night. Yeah. I know nobody cares. But
did you actually do it?
I did.
You went with the boys. Like you said, you do a thing each year.
Well, you know
different.
What?
That's a baseball one.
We didn't do it in person this year. It was just too logistically too all over the map. But
you shut that down?
Well, you know what? I mean, if you want to really, my country club is shutting, and yesterday was the last day at the pool.
Oh.
Now the course is going to be open for a while.
Okay.
But shutting for good. And then the course shuts in two. It doesn't matter why. Don't even pull me into
wow.
it. It sucks. But the real reason I didn't want to be in person with my buddies as I usually am, I wanted that last day to be at the pool with the family. That's where the kids learned how to swim.
That's why the Labor
much,
Day, Day drafts. You take a lot of pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Reminiscing about the middle.
Yeah, so I always get sad. I come across as maybe a little a hard ass on the air, but I am a sentimental softy with that stuff.
You know, it's funny. I don't like the ending of things either. Like even the track at Saratoga, like my last time up for the summer. I know what happens every year. Like you start up the season and then it ends and it's like, oh man, I'm not going to be back here until next summer again.
Yeah.
So now in your case, it's permanent closure for this place. Yeah.
When did you get into horses, by the way? With Mike, like back then or before that?
Before that. My uncles used to take me to OTB.
Gotcha. I was at OTB quite a bit. My grandmother used to go into OTB on the Italian side.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
My grandmother used to. Oh, yeah. My dad would go all the time, too. There was one on Avenue U, right by Brendan Carr, right across the street.
My uncles would take me when they were younger, or when I was younger. And then I remember when I first started being able to drive, I could go up. And I bet $10 on a 35-1 shot. Apache Temper was his name. And I hit. And
$350 coming your way, right?
Yeah, I bought a John Starks Golden State Warriors jersey. I think I've told that story before. Anyway, it is football season. And with that, we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Get it? All right, Baldy, we're all set to go here. Everybody I talk to, everybody I hear or watch or see is high on the New York Jets going into this year. Where are you at with the Jets going into the season?
I'm right with the mob. I'm high on the Jets. I can't help it. I know I know what Aaron Rodgers' age is. I know what happened last year, but it's a better roster around him this year. And the guys know the scheme and the system a lot better offensively than they ever did last year. So I think they're up to the speed of where Aaron's at. And I expect Aaron and Breece Hall in that offensive line to start fast on Monday night against the 49ers.
You know, Boldy, do you think that this Jets team, because I look at him and say, okay, well, yeah, that's great. Their offense should be much better, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers. But in my mind, the separator for them in the AFC is going to be the defense. What do you think is going to be the thing that if the Jets are to have the ultimate success, what's going to be the reason for their separation from the rest of the AFC?
Well, for the first time in probably a decade, their defense is going to have a chance to play with the lead in the second half and in the fourth quarter. And they never got that opportunity the last 2 years. And so I think if that defense has the lead and teams have to throw and they become one-dimensional and you can turn those guys loose and then mix up a blitz here or there, Like, I think, you know, the turnovers, the takeaways, I think some of those things can begin to happen for this defense.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but let's face it, you know, Huff's not here, and neither is Reddick, so those leads that the Jets should have, and just pin your ears back and go get the quarterback, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, whatever, just make it happen. I mean, they lost a couple of horses up front. You're not worried about that?
Yeah, but, I mean, they did draft Will McDonald in the first round. I mean, either he's going to develop and turn into a player, at least a part-time pass rusher the way Bryce Huff was. If he just takes over the role of Bryce Huff, that helps. Hassan Reddick, the situation is ugly. I don't think you can count on him at this point. Maybe Joe Douglas, I don't think he's going to relent or acquiesce at all. But, you know, they kept three free agents on the roster right now. They look good in preseason. They're just rookies. But I think they've got enough depth there to handle the situation.
Hey, I just want to probe a little more deeply into this Reddick stuff, because every time me and Sal get into it, me and Sal have a different opinion, although I am now of the mindset that he's not showing up anytime soon, but he's got no leverage. If he doesn't play this year, number one, he gets fined up the wazoo. And number two, he doesn't accrue the extra year of service, which obviously impacts things down the road. So he eventually has to show up, right? He's got no leverage. What juice does he have? He's got none.
Well, we said the same thing 5 or 6 years ago with Le'Veon Bell. And if he shows up and he takes on the fines, he's going to make $12 million minimum. Like, you're not making $12 million sitting on your couch waiting for a new contract. So either you love football and you miss it, and that doesn't care what uniform you're in and you want to play, or you love $12 million. It's not a guarantee that you won, but it's $12 million. I mean, I don't think he has any leverage at this point.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Holy, what are we working out here? What's going on?
What are you doing, man?
I'm working out. Yeah,
you're looking at it.
I'm heading down to Brazil in a little while, and I wanted to get a workout in before I got on that 10-hour flight. But I'm calm it down here a little bit. The breathing is too heavy for the fans out there. But this is like what preseason is all about. You got to get yourself into shape before you start to step on the field on Monday night.
Yeah, I knew you weren't in the film room. I didn't know you were pushing boulders over here during the spot here. Let's stay in the AFC East for a second, Boldy, if we may. I think the Bills are going to be better than most people. I feel like because they lost Diggs, everybody's like, oh, the Bills are going to stink. Where do you look at the top competition in the AFC East for the Jets, and how good do you think the Bills are going to be?
I think the Bills are going to be good. I mean, they were 6-6 last year at one point and not looking very good. And then they changed the offense and they got on a roll at the end of the season. They overcame a ton of injuries on defense. So you credit them. It's 4 straight years. They're used to winning. They're very well coached. I'm high on the Bills. I don't know that they're going to have a guy or find a guy, and maybe they don't need to. But it sure was nice to have Diggs out there when things broke down, when you needed a third down conversion. When Josh started scrambling and he was looking for somebody to throw it to, it sure was nice for the last 4 years for Diggs to show up. I don't know who that guy is right now, but I think they're going to miss Stephon Diggs, although nobody will probably say that in that organization. But I still think they're going to be a good team. They've already lost their starting middle linebacker. The injuries have begun already.
Yep.
Nobody could withstand the injuries that they had a year ago.
Yeah, that was Milano got hurt again. I've gone back and forth with Buffalo as well. Like, in my mind, when I look at the AFC East, right, I say, all right, the Patriots will be awful. The Dolphins, obviously, very talented. Jets, a lot of talent, but they got to prove it. And I, you know, for most of the summer, I'm like, yeah, the Bills, they lost Diggs and this and that, But their GM and their culture is such that we've got to almost blindly trust what they do. So I guess my question is, you know, when it comes out of my, forget about the Jets, Miami and Buffalo, who's the Jets' chief, you know, threat to the divisional supremacy if the Jets were even there? Is it Miami or Buffalo, do you think?
Well, I mean, sometimes you just go with the more talented quarterback and the more stability in an organization, and Buffalo has that. They've got an MVP candidate quarterback. They accounted for 51 touchdowns a year ago. And they've got a defense that's difficult to pierce when they're playing well, especially if playing with the lead. You know, and Von Miller will be all the way back this year. It's been 2 years since we've seen Von Miller. He's going to help. But I like Miami. I like Miami's offense a great deal. Like, Mike McDaniel is as close to a savant that there is this business on offense. Maybe Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. There's a couple, but he's up there. They've got, but defensively, I'm really worried. New defense coordinator, the new defensive line. There's a lot of changes on defense. That's a lot to put together, you know, to, against the Jets, against Buffalo, and those quarterbacks. So they got to show me something on defense because they weren't very good last year, and they lost key pieces during the season in Chubb and in Jalen Phillips. So they'll eventually get back 100% this year, but I'm a little concerned about Miami defensively right now.
Yeah, and that's going to be a question mark for Miami in the AFC East, no question about it. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll talk with Brian Baldinger in his weekly spot, getting started here for the NFL season. We'll have him every week at 12:40 here on Tuesdays on the Fan. Let's go over to the Giants, Bold. You know, I'm doing my prep for the NFC playoff picture and just getting ready. Is there a path? I'm not as high on the Eagles as everybody else. I do think Washington has the potential to be significantly better. Is there a path to the postseason if everything breaks right for the New York Giants?
Well, Brian will be, you know, Coach Dable will be Coach of the Year again if that happens. Because I think they're very, very thin on the offensive line like they were last year. And if they have any injuries like they had in the preseason, this thing might fall apart like it did last year. I kind of like Daniel Jones in this spot because this is what Daniel Jones, he wasn't recruited out of Charlotte coming out of high school. Wasn't, you know, did well at Duke, probably overdrafted by the Giants. You know, you have a hard knock show in the offseason. It doesn't look like the coach and GM are in his corner. But I kind of feel like that's Daniel Jones. Like, he's against all odds. And 2 years ago, against all odds, he had a great season. I think if this offensive line stays pretty healthy, because I think they could be pretty good up front. I know it's the best talent of wide receivers that Daniel Jones has thrown to. I think they have a chance. And even week one against Minnesota, Brian Flores will blitz him like crazy. It's what he does. How Daniel Jones, Dable, how that group handles the blitzes, the zero blitzes, all the things that he does. Because they have a brand, I've never seen this before, but they have four new starters in the defensive line. It's a brand new defensive front. If they handle the blitzes up front, they have a chance to go to Minnesota to win that game.
Yeah, I think they should win that game. I think it's all 1 point either way, but I actually think the Giants have a chance to win that. But hold on, I got to go back to something you said about Daniel Jones. So you used the term against all odds, and we obviously know what you mean. He hasn't been a superstar. He's had ups and downs. So I guess the less you expect, the better he does. But and that, to me, Boldy, that works if you're a third or a fourth round pick or Brock Purdy, who was Mr. Irrelevant before he actually played well. He's the sixth overall pick. How long are we going to be singing this tune of against all odds?
Well, I mean, this is what he has to do. I'm not saying it works in year six. I get all that. But, like, there's a lot of guys that would fold under when they know, you know, well, I was using the upstairs, downstairs mentality in an organization. You know, the upstairs suits, GM, like, they're trying to unload you. They're trying to draft you, replace, and all this. And that's all you hear. You know, sometimes that affects the guy. I'm just saying that kind of stuff I don't think really affects Daniel Jones. He understands exactly where he's at in his career. He's either going to be here for another year or he's not. If he plays well or very well, then he has a chance to stay in here in New York. Mm-hmm. He just does.
You know what? Go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you. You finished up there? Or go ahead, B. Okay. Yeah. I guess he was done with that. Let me take a step back. All right. And more of a more of a macro. What are you doing in the middle of a red dude? Come on. like macro, big picture Giants here. So I love Dable. I think he's a genius. And if it doesn't work here long term with the Giants, I think he's going to have a second act and he's going to be a very successful head coach in the NFL. However, things were a little combustible a year ago. Some personality clashes. We know about Wink. He's gone, whatever. We know about Shane listening in on the game day operations to see what was going on. Where do you stand big picture and longevity for Dable with the Giants as of today?
Well, it's look, last year was a disaster. But it started week one against the Cowboys when they lose two starters in the offensive line. Like, they just didn't have anybody that could step in for Andrew Thomas. You know, they're banking on John Michael Schmitz. They're gone. Like, it was a disaster. I don't care who's calling plays and what you want to design. I like Brian. But I think he can handle New York. I think he does a good job with the media. He is combustible, but that's who he is. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But look, if he gets his team to a winning record, or if they're playing meaningful games in December, to me, with this roster, the way it looks right now, with all the youth, they just re-signed Adoree Jackson because they didn't have a corner opposite Deontay. Like, there's holes in this roster. Major holes. But, you know, I don't know what Devin Singletary and what they're going to do at running back, how that's going to look. But if he gets this team competitive in December. Like, just, Brian's done a good job.
All right, Baldy, enjoy the rest of your workout. Enjoy the trip to Brazil. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, 12:40, to recap week one in the NFL.
I look forward to it, guys. Enjoy it now. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, buddy.
Cannot wait. All right, I mean.
What do you think he's throwing around that gym? Is he doing squats? Is he just, you know, the meathead bench press? What do we got going on? Baldy's a beast.
Cannot wait. Much like that workout, could not wait there for Baldy. Yeah. That was
Get
Odyssey.
Get back to the gym, dude. I mean, we got first conversation. You put the rack down. Let's go.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.